from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Got Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy coming up in about 20 minutes, but right now, we carried the Dallas Mavericks introductory press conference yesterday, and Corey, you went back and re-examined, and I know something's on your mind.
It wasn't that I went back and re-examined.
Okay, let me try again. Corey,
I got home.
I know something is on your mind.
I got home yesterday, and I turned the TV on, and when I turned the TV on, Bally is at the top of my list on Fubo for, I don't know why. I don't know what the reasoning is.
Because you're a DFW sports fan.
Maybe so. Maybe that's what point. It is. Maybe I set it as a favorite. I don't know. But they had the Mavs pregame on, and I was like, oh, or not the pregame, their presser. And so I was like, well, I might as well just turn it on and watch it and see if I missed anything. And I remembered hearing this question, and I think this was our very own Blake Elliott, by the way, right, that asked the question.
And Reggie cut that part out because him and Blake are feuding.
Wow. When did this feud start?
Right when he got here.
That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
How much of a rapport do you have with Jason Kidd? And if not, what intrigued you about him?
I mean, it's Jason Kidd. You seen his highlight tape? Still, like, Luka will throw crazy passes, but I still have not seen the passes made that Jay Kidd used to make to this day. And just learning from a Hall of Fame talent like that, someone who I really grew up idolizing and appreciating his game and his athleticism. He just has a mind for basketball, and I know we're all excited to play for him. Like, I'm just excited to ask him what it was like to guard Michael, then guard Kobe, and I got a lot of questions for him, really, because I grew up watching that whole era.
Kind of piggyback off Clay said, like, I mean, it's Jason Kidd, number one. Number two, just to be able to learn from Jason Kidd every single day is unbelievable honor, and I'm so excited to play for him, and yeah.
Jason Kidd, like they said, like, we've been practicing every day, picking his brain, just and seeing the game through like his lens, what he sees, and just being able to ask him questions about like what, like Clay said, guarding Michael, guarding Kobe, being in the finals and stuff like that. So I'm just excited to get to work, honestly.
I don't know how many other coaches, when the players are asked about him, are like, I mean, it's Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it's Rick Carlisle we're talking about here, guys. I mean, maybe Pop. Maybe Pop's in that group where they're like, I mean, it's Greg Popovich we're talking about here.
Ask him about what it was like to guard Jordan.
Yeah.
And Dr. J.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, Bobby usually has a lot of nice things to say about Coach McCarthy.
Yeah, that's a good one there. But that's what I like Mike, you were pointing out during the season, and Jason Kidd struggled to win with the roster he had before the PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford additions. They weren't a well-built team at that point. They made those adjustments. Jason Kidd becomes a better coach because of it, because he has the tools to be able to go out there and do what he wants to do. And I'm sure he was in Nico's ear the whole time going, I need this. I still kind of need this. even as they were getting to this offseason, even during the finals run, they were probably saying to themselves, still kind of need a shooter. And so maybe Jason Kidd had all those things that he was still waiting on, and then finally he gets it. He looks like a better coach because of it. But all of these guys, Mike had been saying it all the time, Kyrie and Luka love him. I mean, Luka, I think on the level of talking about the position that they play, those two dudes might be some of the most knowledgeable guys in the that to ever play the game. And so I bet there's a lot of respect that goes back and forth in conversations about hoops with Luka and Jason Kidd. And then on the Kyrie front, Kyrie grew up loving him. And I do wonder, Kevin, how much New Jersey playing for the Nets had to do with like the love of other players that kind of grew up in that area and kind of watched him as a Net and everything. But I just didn't realize how much respect he has from current players. I know he has respect from older players, but current players about what he was as a player.
And I'm not saying, I swear I'm not saying this just because he's going to come on in about 15 minutes, but I think however you slice it, Boach is still going to be number one just because you listened to those players last year and like they weren't like, man, do you remember how good he was as a catcher? It was just like he gave them an introductory speech of 10 to 15 minutes. Every single person to a man, whenever we talk with them during spring training, we're like, oh my God, dude, I'm ready to go.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right effing now. So I could see Kidd being second.
Yeah. And all the players this year for the Rangers, as we were getting ready for this season, just they couldn't help but talk about the steadiness that is Bruce Bochy. And through this first part of the season, when it hasn't been that easy, he's somehow been able to maintain steadiness. Although, you know, I bet there's part of him that's just like, just throw me off this boat and just sink me all the way down. I don't want to have to deal with this right now.
In the history of basketball and other sports, the greatest players are the worst coaches. It looks like Jason Kidd is the one, not the only one, but one of the very few in the history of sports that is breaking that mold. So this is
Gretzky was terrible.
A rare time that players can say, I'm getting coached by a great former player. Most of the time, they're horrible coaches. But it looks like Jason Kidd is breaking that. So this is really the only guy in the NBA that players can say, man, he's one of the 10 greatest players at his position in the history of the sport. And I also want to be coached by him. Because usually it'd be like, I mean, let's face it, Kyrie didn't seem like he really liked being coached by Steve Nash. And Steve Nash isn't a hard ass.
Yeah.
I'd rather coach myself than him coach me.
Yeah, and I do wonder how much sometimes, you know, just philosophy in general, jiving with those same guys. Because did Steve Nash have a similar philosophy to Jason Kidd and the way that Jason Kidd, you know, preps and gets ready to play and wants to play compared to what Kyrie thinks, the way he thinks the game should be played? There's a certain way that he wants to be done, and he likes the way that they're in their place right now. So, but I think that Kidd, like just hearing it's Jason Kidd from Clay, from Najee, from Quentin. And I know there's three different levels of players. Clearly yesterday you could see Klay Thompson is a polished star. Whenever he's talking, you can hear all the thoughtful stuff. He's been asked all these questions a million times. I get all these different answers. I can go to my bag for a lot of stuff. And Quentin and Najee are kind of different guys that are like, look, I'm here for the Klay Thompson press conference.
I'm not going to lie. If I was one of those guys and they asked me to show up to the presser, I'd be like, I'll be there at the end, hold up my jersey. But like,
This is the Klay presser. This isn't mine.
And to be fair, right, the Dallas Media Corps did ask them some really interesting questions during the course of like the 45 minutes that they were talking.
Yeah.
So like there was some good insight, but it was clear. It was Klay Thompson was the main attraction.
I don't know if this would be the same for the fans, but my just thought based on like this presser, what we've heard from the Rangers, I feel like I would say the coach rankings per the players would go Boach. I mean, I know he's a manager. Kidd, DeBoer.
You don't think the Stars players love DeBoer as much as...
I think they love him a lot, but like I think it sounds like those two are pretty darn high. And I think Coach McCarthy would be last.
How much further down on the list? Like behind other sports in DFW? Is he fourth or is he maybe seventh or eighth?
No, I think there's a discernible gap.
I mean, what all teams are we putting in here?
I'm just using those four.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're adding other teams, because it seems like that's what Corey was asking.
I don't know about that. I think he was using that as an example to say he's so far down the list.
I'm just asking.
I think there's a gap. between DeBoer and McCarthy.
From the 806, I know we're only supposed to S in the Cowboys, and there's a fair argument that McCarthy's fourth in this town, but his players love him. The guys really seem to like him, and he's a player's coach.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's obviously it's more difficult with a football
53,
team.
53 exactly. 53-man roster.
Exactly. And so I was going to say, some definitely do, but there's plenty who do not. But that might not be fair, because you're talking about a roster of, 15, 26 versus 53. And that might not be a fair comparison.
In that instance, on a 53-man roster in football, I always do feel like maybe it's not... You need to be liked by the whole team, but you need to be respected and sometimes feared, at times. And maybe all those guys can't have the same feeling towards you at the same time, like you just said.
Yeah.
Belichick, it did feel like there were some guys that had, great respect for the organization that he had, so that every time they got to Saturday night's meeting told them, we are prepared for the game tomorrow. But there were other guys that were like, man, I'm afraid I might lose my job if I do anything wrong. And so there were different levels of players and what they needed from Bill Belichick along the way. And with McCarthy, it does seem like he tries his best to do a lot of things. But, man, there's a lot of still circumventing that can be done, where you're like, dude, what power do you really have in this organization?
See, and sometimes I struggle with this. Mike, I don't know, just like when you played, did you care at all if you liked your manager? Like, if I just thought my manager, he knows what he's doing. Sometimes he's an a-hole about it, but he knows exactly what he's doing and he can get us to win. I feel like for me, I would be like, that works. That's good enough.
If most of the team doesn't like your manager,
you're going to be in trouble.
You'll find teams don't give their best effort.
Fascinating.
So that's the tough part, is because they're like, I don't care about this guy. Like, I don't want to sacrifice for him.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people felt that was what happened with the Cowboys in the last playoff game. If you really cared about McCarthy that much, wouldn't you give a better performance than y'all gave?
Yeah.
This season, isn't that what you're kind of hinging everything on this season with the last remaining year of his contract? Is if all the players like you that much, you're going to win. They're going to go out there and win for you.
And my example is, I liked him because he was my childhood manager, was Bobby Valentine. But the Mets I was on seemed to not like Bobby.
Okay.
And so because of that, we had talent. We had Piazza, Mo Vaughn, Robbie Alomar, Cliff Floyd at one point. We had a really good team, a lot of big-time names. But it didn't seem like they liked Bobby. And so we just never really it just didn't seem like that team wanted to sacrifice for one another. And okay. So it was like, it was what it was. Like it was just not a team that was like willing to sacrifice for one another, which I think can happen if a manager is not good. And I'm not saying Bobby wasn't good. Obviously he wasn't good in that situation. He got fired at the end of the year is because the players didn't really want to play for him. But then you brought in Art Howe, who was a super duper players manager, but it didn't really change anything.
Yeah. And that's where, whenever you're running an organization like that, that's the hard part of trying to figure out exactly what your club needs, as you're going along. But the other thing with Jason Kidd too, like that helps whenever you have that kind of respect that Mike's talking about. As a former player too, when you're trying to get these guys all on the same page, but then whenever you get doesn't it still feel kind of unreal that you have Klay Thompson?
Sure.
And I know everybody will be like, look, he's not the same. Look, he's still Klay Thompson though.
I want to pause on that because that timing of that is really funny because I know they did the press conference yesterday, but driving into work today, going up 30, There's a billboard up now.
I saw one too on the way in. Yeah.
It says, "Welcome to Dallas, Klay." And it is in that moment, oddly, regardless of how long we've talked about it, that sometimes you're like, that is pretty neat.
Now, maybe it is real, like the feeling that you're always getting your team, you're always getting that player a couple years too late in their career. You know, the superstar player, the guy who's been a star
Dallas
player.
Dallas loves to do that.
Yeah, I mean, and the Rangers did it for years. They were like, hey, how can we benefit off having Sammy Sosa here for his 500th home run? Andres Absolutely, Galarraga. Let's do it.
Yeah,
there were lots of things that they were like, we can hit these milestones and we can sell it as a knight. But this is one of those moments where you're like, man, I never thought a player like that of that caliber would land here, even with Luka here. But here you are with Kai, who got traded here and then chose to stay. And now Klay, in addition to Luka, and I know everybody's always like, oh, Luka's leaving and everything. I mean, it looks more like there's gravity coming to DFW than anything else. That's a big factor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.